It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good afternoon. The earliest game we'll have this year at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It is the Section 4 Girls Class C Championship, back for a second consecutive year involving the Harpersville Lady Hornets. But this time, their opponent is not Elmira Notre Dame, which it was 2 years ago. It's not Unitigo, which it was last year. It is the very perennial, powerful Bobcats of Lansing under Coach Stu Dean. It is shaping up to be a great game. Lansing coming in at 18 wins and 2 losses, one of those actually to Elmira Notre Dame in the middle of the season. They came back and beat them in the semifinals, 46-27. Harpersville, no stranger to this game. In fact, they've been in this championship game for a number of years now, winning last year, losing the year before, but winning the year before that. And they're just used to being here. And truth be told, they love the larger court, and they love this atmosphere, because that's when champions play their best. And I think Harpersville has that mindset coming in. Lansing, we don't know their mindset because we don't follow them on a regular basis, but with Stu Dean at the helm, you know that they're, first of all, a classy team, second of all, a very well-coached team. My name is Greg Davey. First of two games today. It's a day-night doubleheader, to use a baseball term. Now we have the Harpersville versus Lansing Class C Championship girls game later on at 6:30 at SUNY Oneonta's Dewar Arena. It will be Franklin Lady Purple Devils, the Class D third seed and defending champions and still undefeated, going up against the Southern Cayuga Lady Chiefs, who are the number one seed and have just 2 losses on the season. It is Championship Saturday. Hopefully we have other updates for you as far as the wrestling go, especially the wrestling. And last we knew, 2 of our Tri-Town area kids, Ryan Marzell, who was 3rd last year in his weight class, is back in the semifinals. Austin Dean, Section 4 champion for the first time this year, is also into the semifinals. We'll hope to get those kind of updates for you as we go along. But we're here for girls basketball first and foremost. It will be Harpersville undefeated against the 2-loss but very successful Lansing Lady Bobcats. We've got a lot of sponsors who have tacked on to this game and tonight's game. We'll tell you about that. But we start each and every game, as we always do, with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. It's sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara is phone number 563-4311. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in this afternoon's game. We'll be back to take a look at both teams. I've got their stats, and we are ready with the numbers for you. It's live Section 4 Championship Class C Girls Basketball on WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one piece? The box clearly says a 5-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in March, get a small chocolate chip frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here, high atop the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena, Section 15 to be exact. And we've got a lot to tell you about today with our two championships and, of course, other section or other state championships going on in wrestling, indoor track, bowling, swimming, et cetera, et cetera. Not sure what we will be able to get to. But Lansing comes in 18-2. And John Lawrence, our public address announcer, I have provided our national anthem singer with a wireless microphone. We just tested the lines that are provided, and oh my gosh, it's just to use a radio term, very, very hot, way too hot for our system, so that's where I'm using the wireless mic. But Natalie Ehrensbeck will sing the national anthem, and she, of course, is the daughter of Kurt Ehrensbeck, coach of Harvinsville. But Lansing comes in, get used to the name McCartney. And no, not because of the Beatles, but because of the talented twins Shea and Maura McCartney, who lead the Lansing team, averaging 53 points a game. Between the two of them, though, about 27 points per ball game. And they are twins, and they are the 1-2 punch this Lansing team has ridden for the... There we go. I just saw Rick Marabito, one of my classmates, inducted into the Section 4 Hall of Fame. And I texted him to say, look up here, Section 15 behind you. And I just saw him get the text to come and to look back up here. Oh, I love it. But also throw in the name Audrey Eastman. Eastman has 23 pointers on the season, second on the team to Maura McCartney's 23. And she averages 8.8 a game. And much like any Class C or Class D team, they have, they have the go-to players. Miranda Drummond, Shelby Medovich, Tatiana Sosnowski for Harpersville. You got Eastman and the two McCartneys for Lansing. But to get to this point, you can't rely just on those scores. You got to rely on the other players with defenders. And that's where players like Kayla Mattoon come in. She's only averaging 3 a game. She doesn't get to the free throw line, but she's excellent on the defense. You also got Rachel Pronti. She's averaging 3.6 a game. Shoots terrible from the foul line, 21.7%. I don't know if that's something Coach Ehrensbeck knows or his staff knows. That's somebody who might want to get at the foul line late in the ballgame. Lansing, though, has been shooting as a team in the playoffs 76.7 points per ballgame, or 76.7%. from the foul line. They're averaging less, about the same amount of points as they have during the year, 53% for 53 points rather. And for Harpersville, they are exceeding their season total, 61.8% from the line. In the playoffs, 72.5. 3.7 average for three-pointers. In the playoffs, 6.3. They're averaging 60 points per game in the regular season. In this postseason, averaging almost 8 points more than that. So John Lawrence is down there, and we'll be going right live to the national anthem. And as he does that, we want to let you know that Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Butler Auto Sales, Otingo Family Dental, here, Echo Brands of Sydney, and the Silo Restaurant of Green are part of our sponsorship list. And we know now down to the court for Natalie Ehrensbeck, who will sing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Nice job.
Nice job by Natalie Ernstbeck, daughter of...
Great job by Natalie Ernstbeck with our national anthem. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet this afternoon's starting lineups for this championship contest. First, the Hornets of Harpersville, the visitors on the scoreboard. A 5'9" junior wearing number 5, Shelby Medovich. Senior, 5'2", wearing number 2, Abby Bird. A senior, 5'9", wearing number 10, Holly Henry. 5'8" senior, wearing number 24, Tatiana Sosnowski. And a 6-foot senior, wearing number 32, Miranda Drummond. The rest of the Lady Hornets, they're coached by Mr. Kurt Ernstbeck.
And they're in the visitor's uniform.
The opponents, the home team on the scoreboard, representing Lansing, here are the Bobcats. A 5'6" junior, wearing number 11, Shay McCartney. Also a junior, 5'6", wearing number 12, Laura McCartney. A junior, 5'9", wearing number 44, Kayla Clink. 5'10" senior, wearing number 24, Rachel Pronti. And a 5'5" senior, wearing number 32, Audrey Eastman. And the rest of the Bobcats and their head coach, Stu Dean.
Lansing in the home uniforms tonight with very similar colors to the Lady Hornets. Hornets in their blue with gold and white numbers, letters, trim, and all that. Lansing in very similar designed uniforms, except they are the home white with the blue and gold of Lansing in both numbers and in letters and the trim on the uniform. Our ball game today being made possible by many different sectional championship sponsors, including Jessup House Building Supplies of Sydney Center, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin, Osterout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, Marabito Energy Products, Bergen's Auto Service in Franklin, Twin Valley Finish Lumber and Quality Hardwoods just outside Sydney. 4 8-minute quarters, no surprise there. Harpersville looks like they will be playing for an offensive tap as Drummond comes over real quick. Has to do something. Oh, she's going to put her feet down on those sticky pads so she can hopefully not be stuck to the floor when it's ready to be tapped up. Drummond, what a three-game series she has had in the postseason. Career high 41 points, 35 and 37. She's ready to jump it up, and we are underway. Jumping it up against Kayla Clink. Lansing, not a lot of height, and Harpersville, as expected, will control the tap. It is Shelby Medovich starting with the point. Drummond around a screen. She has to go back to Medovich. They're waiting for their best shot, Abby Bird. Now here comes Drummond around a screen, and while she's off balance, puts it up, and Drummond scores. Thank you very much to Nick Ernstbeck, our runner for today, as his sister sang the national anthem. So right underway with a 2-0 Harpersville lead in their first possession that took about 25 seconds, but they were patient. Clink into the corner. Both McCartneys will handle the ball about 40 to 50% of the time. Eastman is running into Sosnowski, and the official looks like he's going to call it on Tatiana. There are three officials in this game. I take that back. I saw the two. I thought a 2-4. It's Abby Bird. being up here this high and they don't designate the fouls on the scoreboard, which is overhead, it's going to be imperative for me to listen to John Lawrence. So if the air goes dead for a minute and you hear a PA in the distance, that's why I need to know who the foul is on. It should be cleared, but, you know, you never know. All right, so driving in is Klink along the baseline. Nice play to tie the game up. Kayla Klink, 5'9", junior. She went left baseline, put it up with the right hand. Double-teamed is Medovich. And a 30-second timeout asked for by Kurt Ernsback. So he's just trying to get things settled, and it's rare for him to call the first timeout of the game, but he needs to lay down some rules for the girls. And our broadcast today is a presentation of WCDL Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. My thanks already to Joe Gardner, who's hard to deal with the issues already today, but you wouldn't know it because we're on the air as clean as can possibly be, and the arena staff here always very friendly with Grady Wittenberg of the BSens helping us out. Again, we'll be at Suco at 6:30 for that game between Franklin and Southern Cayuga, another highly anticipated game. Tell your friends to log on to WCDLSports.com if they can't get here to the arena or to SUNY Oneonta. We'll cover it for you live on WCDLSports.com. All right, coming out of the timeout, Abby Bird and Shelby Medovich, the guards. Medovich handling the ball more than Bird this time. Medovich looks right. Nice man-to-man defense by Lansing. Holy cow, Medovich at the foul line. The shot is an air ball. Drummond can't save it. It bounced out of bounds. So here's the interesting thing. This is what they did, Harpersville against Unitigo last year. Even with good ball handling by Unitigo, last year's seniors, Harpersville put on a very tight press and caused a lot of early turnovers because Unitigo wasn't used to playing in this gym. A nice half-court set by Lansing that is very similar to the ball screen set by Harpersville sometimes in the half-court set, but that pass zoomed out of bounds and out of the reach of Maura McCartney, and there's a kick on Maura McCartney. Shea and Maura McCartney listed as 5'5 and 5'4 juniors, but I think John Lawrence said 5'6 and 5'6 juniors. They're twins, and they're used to playing with Miranda Drummond. The beauty of the AAU is you get to learn a lot of different players from a lot of different schools, and you wind up facing them in high school. Medovich fakes the three, goes into the elbow. Got a player open. That's Holly Henry. Her shot was partially blocked. Drummond saves it. Oh, but a hard save it was to Abby Bird, right into the hands of Sue Dean, Lansing coach, and whose daughter, Lindsay, just got back from Sochi. She works for NBC Sports, and they, of course, covered the great Winter Olympic Games that just concluded. And she and I got inducted last year in the Section 4 Hall of Fame, so it was a big thrill to talk to her again. Backdoor play for Maura McCartney. It didn't go cleanly, but she's able to save it and retain possession. 13 on the shot clock to the left side. Now it is Shea McCartney. Her bank shot's no good. Medovich with a rebound. Oh, luckily for her, Tatiana Sosnowski was trailing the play. The ball got deflected and right into her hands. It would have been a steal otherwise. Drummond launches for three. It is short. Ball comes way out. Maura McCartney has it. Medovich normally would have gotten that. Maura McCartney to Shea McCartney. Her layup misses. Sosnowski rebounds and off to Medovich. Right up the middle of the floor. Crossover dribble in the paint, short with a shot. Rebound off the hands of Miranda Drummond. Not off to the good start she had last year. This is the fourth year in a row that Miranda Drummond has played here for the Section 4 championship. She's 2-1 so far in the three games. 2-2 tie. And there is a burst to the rack by Maura McCartney, and she misses the layup. Or was that Eastman? No, it was Audrey Eastman. Shea McCartney gets called for a foul on the rebound after that miss. I was impressed. I talk about the McCartneys, but I said watch out for Audrey Eastman. Boy, she exploded to the basket and was so fast that she overshot on the layup. Bird into the corner for Sosnowski. Bounce pass down low for Drummond, and reaching in is Eastman. We call for a hold. That'll be her first and the team's second. Seconds to go. Tied at two, believe it or not. Inside, the shot by Henry, no good. Drummond rebounds, puts it up, and it counts, I think. Let's see. I didn't get the designation from any of the three officials. The basket will count. It will count. Drummond will get her second basket of the game. And Rachel Pronti, the 5'9 senior for Lansing, will be called for the foul. 4:41 left. Drummond at the line has been just unconscious shooting, averaging 15 shots a game in the postseason. She misses this one, though. Nice move by Shea McCartney, but she can't get the layup to drop. Rebounded by Maura McCartney. Chases into the corner for Shea McCartney, and that's going to be turned over to Harpersville. Well, Lansing has found their way to the basket. The drawback is they can't finish once they get there. And that might be just nerves, because the McCartney girls especially are experts in postseason play, or I should say an extracurricular play. Drummond tried a three. It missed. Behind the back by Shea McCartney. She can handle the rock. Left side, left-handed shot, three-pointer, Maura McCartney, no, and from behind, Drummond, this is the importance of boxing out. Drummond was inside position for the rebound, pushed from behind by Kayla Klink. That is four on Lansing. Harpersville just one foul on Abby Bird. So this afternoon's game is a tight one, low scoring, so every little basket's going to count, every little turnover is going to be important. Drummond saves the possession. Over to Sosnowski. Three-pointer, right wing. Bank shot, good! Tatiana Sosnowski. That is her fourth three-pointer of the season. Her second of the postseason. Not known as the three-point shooter. But 6-2 is the score. Now there's a block inside as Shea McCartney backs into Holly Henry, and Henry will be called for her first foul. We'll see if the subbing patterns remain about the same. Usually Carissa Warren comes in for Abby Bird after a while. Oh, in the corner, somebody was open, but they go instead to number 24, Rachel Pronti, her first basket of the game. Pronti averaging just 3.6 a game, but you wouldn't know it there. Vedovich holding her own as the point guard, and she just got bumped by Maura McCartney. That's her first, and there's five already on Lansing. Here comes the subbing I just talked about. Abby Bird comes out, and Carissa Warren comes in. Carissa has had a pretty good postseason. She's made 2 3-pointers, and she's averaging 1.6 a game, so that's above her average. Sosnowski gave up the dribble to Medovich. Left side, oh, Drummond fakes it. Now she goes inside to Henry. Henry can't get a shot off. Warren to Medovich. 14 on the shot clock. Harpersville patient enough to let it go again and start the offense again. Drummond around against McCartney. Now there's 6 on the shot clock. Down to 3. Right side, Medovich for 3, and it's off the rim. Rebound to Klink of Lansing. Outlets to Eastman. 6-4 the score. Shea McCartney lets it fly again. Missed it. Rebound, Klink puts it up, and it's short. Rebound, Sosnowski. Sosnowski got bumped and tripped and no call. Ball is loose. It's Drummond. Drummond left side goes up and it won't go, but Miranda is back at the line. See who the foul's on. That's 2 on Shea McCartney. So here's what's going on in the early going. Neither team is shooting well. But Harpersville seems to be the cleaner of the two teams as Drummond misses the first. Miranda's 3 playoff appearances so far, 11 for 15 in that 41-point career high against Unitigo. Against Newfield, 11 for 15. And against Kander last week, 15 for 16. Second shot will go in. She's got 5 to lead all scores. It's 7-4 in favor of the Lady Hornets, who come in as the lower seed but are the top-ranked team in the state. Go figure. 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Eastman on the right side, guarded by Warren. Passes to Pronti. Pronti's got a basket already. Klink with a pass, trying to go an entry pass to Eastman. Good footwork there by Sosnowski, who kicks it away. 14 on the shot clock for Lansing. Right inbounds will be right in front of the bench for Harpersville. Eastman looking, now comes back. New player in the game, number 20, is Amita Shirastova. And you don't think that's hard to say looking at it? And McCartney, the lefty, goes over to Shrestava, and the shot is short. Rebounded by Henry, who hands it right to Medovich. Medovich, no question, she and Drummond will have the ball in their hands about 80% of the time. Medovich open for three, top of the key, and it's an air ball. Drummond can't save it. This is what the teams go through when they come to the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. The backdrop is awful different from a high school gym or even Succo. It's so deep and so cavernous, your depth perception is tested. Remember last year, both the Hornets were veterans here, and they really took advantage of it. Shot very, very well. There's McCartney with a three-point attempt. But a three-second call on Pronti takes that away. 6-2 foul differential. Lansing 6, Harpersville 2. The score 7-4. Hornets with the lead and the ball with a minute 23 to go in the first quarter. Drummond way out there by the dinosaur of Johnny Hart for the Broome County Parks and Recreation. Inside, Drummond driving to the basket and drawing the foul. There's Shrestava. So it's already 7, but this is a shooting situation for Miranda. And the first shot is good. I think now she's got that depth thing all figured out. Missed her first two, has made her last two. Well, here's Sarah Miller coming in for Tatiana Sosnowski, or I say Tatiana. 8-4, largest lead for the second time. This one, a roll over the rim, but no good. And the rebound, Shrestava. Fast is going McCartney. More of the lefty. Missed it. Wild shot. Warren hands it right to Drummond. Drummond could have passed it to Medovich. Kept it going. Now she passes it to Shelby. Shelby is guarded by Shrestava. Trying to set a screen. Drummond sets the screen. Medovich back out to Warren. Down in the corner for Henry. Henry to nobody. Hustling Noah's Medovich to get it. Five on the shot clock. The shot, bank shot up and by Sarah Miller, who's just come into the ball game. Big basket for the Hornets there. 10-4 to open up a six-point lead. Down to the final 30 seconds of the first quarter. 10-4 Harpersville. Not their type of getaway in the first quarter. They're averaging 18 points in the first quarter. Clink. Spotting up is McCartney. Eastman. And the ball scoots out of bounds. It'll be Harpersville's ball. 15.1 seconds on the clock. I say it's not that much of a getaway for Harpersville. Trust me. They've been averaging 18 points in the first quarter all season long to just 6 points for their opponents. But it's 10-4, and they'll take that 6-point lead. At this point, 8 seconds to go. Medovich driving all the way in. It's blocked out of bounds. Risking that second foul was Rachel Pronti. Lots of contact. 5.4 seconds to go. It'll be Harpersville to inbound. They go to the corner for Drummond. Drummond back to the basket. Way out there. Cranking it for three. It's off the rim. Put it up by Medovich in the buzzer, but no good. Good try by Shelby Medovich. End of the first quarter in a low-scoring affair at the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship. It's 10-4 Harpersville over Lansing, and you're listening to it live on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Got a scoring correction. It's 10-4, but the three-pointer I said banked in by Tatiana Sosnowski, they called it a two-pointer. Called it a two. So we are about ready to go. Lansing will inbound as Harpersville had the only alternate possession. Or there was no alternate possession. That's right. So Lansing gets the ball to start. You'll have less of them in a place like the arena. Shea McCartney out to Maura McCartney. She's a lefty, but she can dribble both hands. Shoots lefty for sure. She's missed 2 3-point shots, and Lansing has missed a slew of layups. Maura is out there at the top of the key. Miranda giving her a little bit of space. Now steps up to take the defense. Now it's Shea McCartney. Nice spin move to the basket. It's up, and it's good over Medovich. Well, Shea McCartney and Maura McCartney averaging 27 between them. They were scoreless in the first quarter. Drummond off the double team. Passes to Medovich. They're double teaming the ball. Back to Drummond. Drummond right back to Medovich. Down in the corner for Abby Bird, who's back in the ballgame. And then she passes intended for Sosnowski. It's picked off by Maura McCartney. The lefty layup too hard. Rebound Eastman up off the glass. No good. And Sosnowski yanks it down for Harpersville. She's going to go up and pass the ball on the fly to Medovich. Right back to Sosnowski, pushing from behind. That could be three on Shea McCartney. No, it's Audrey Eastman, and that's her second. So Shea McCartney with two, Audrey Eastman with two, and every other starter with one for Lansing. Harpersville, just Holly Henry and Abby Bird with a foul each. Shelby Medovich at the line. She is 32 for 62 this year, 51%. It's a 1-1, and it misses, but Sosnowski grabs the rebound. The official nonchalantly says, nope, it's out of bounds, Lansing's ball. So that was the first 1-1 chance. Medovich held scoreless. Sosnowski a two-shot bank shot. Drummond with six, but a 10-6 Harpersville lead. They held the McCartney scoreless in the first quarter, and that's a huge accomplishment. Around the screen comes Maura McCartney. Drummond picks her up on the pass to the wide side. It's out of bounds. I don't think Drummond touched it. Neither do the officials think that. There'll be a timeout. It's a full timeout, so 6:38 to go in the first half. 10-6 Harpersville. You're listening to Section 4, Championship Girls Basketball on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Rich and Rebecca Costello from Rich's Auto Body in Franklin cheer on the Franklin Lady Purple Devils basketball team in their sectional final on Saturday at SUNY Oneonta. Rich's Auto Body is celebrating their 31st year as a full-service collision repair facility that owns Delaware Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs. They accept and handle all insurance claims from start to finish. Rich's Auto Body features a rollback with side recovery system and can also service and recharge your automobile air conditioner. Rich's Auto Body congratulates the Franklin Girls basketball team on an outstanding season and wishes them the best of luck. Remember, from ditches to riches, have your vehicle repaired at Rich's Auto Body, 29 Hill Street in Franklin. Call 829-3583.
Greg Davey back live at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. The St. Patty's Day Parade is today, so luckily I got in before all the parking snafus. Harpersville leads by four and has the ball. There's a foul away from the ball. Looks like an illegal screen. And it's because they're going the other way with it. That's what clued me in. I didn't see the contact that they're talking about. And it's on Sosnowski. So, interesting. Must be an illegal screen. Drummond right up there on McCartney. Almost a steal, but Shea is helping out more. Might have got away with a travel. Put it up too fancy on the boards and missed it. Ball is ripped out of the hands of McCartney by Drummond. Drummond up the right side. She's followed by two players around a screen. Now she goes to Sosnowski at the foul line. She drives in through the hoop, and it would have counted had it gone in. Tatiana Sosnowski assertively going to the basket, and she's fouled. Two on Prani. And there will be no more one-and-ones this quarter, and there's still 6 minutes to go. So now Lansing's going to have to use some bench, and they will do that in just a second. This is a two-shot foul, though, for Sosnowski. Tatiana with the basket. She is a third-year varsity player, a 5'8 senior. Sosnowski this year, 64% from the line, 36 for 54. She averages 7.8. Remember, she took a spill, got a concussion against, a mild concussion against Unadilla Valley. They kept her out for one game. She came right back. Second one is good. Two for two for Sosnowski. She's got 4 points in this ballgame, 12-6. Largest lead for the second time for the Lady Hornets. Eastman gave up her dribble early and passed to the wing. It goes out of bounds. That's the second time that has happened. Good man-to-man defense by Harpersville. Substitutions. Srivastava comes back in, replacing Eastman. Klink has returned to the game. And now 22 is in the game, and that is Anna Kirkwood, a 5'8 junior. They go to the left side. Sosnowski into Drummond. The turnaround off the glass. No, it doesn't go, but you know what's coming next. Two foul shots. Anytime Miranda Drummond gets in, inside the paint, she knows how to get to the line. And so Srivastava is picking up her second foul. That is four players on Lansing with two fouls each. Drummond zoned in on the basket. She's got a game-high seven. 13-6, largest lead now at seven for the Lady Hornets. Second shot is also good. So 8-8, 8 points for Drummond, 8-point lead for Harpersville, 5:38 to go. In the first half, the McCartney sisters still out there. I doubt they'll come off the bench unless somebody's got three, or to the bench, unless one of them picks up a third foul. High post to Kirkwood. Now to the left side for Shea McCartney. Through the legs, back around the screen, driving in on Drummond, off the glass, good. Shea McCartney with a second basket of that style. She's got four, and it's 14-8, Harpersville. 5:12 on the clock. Drummond draws the double team, goes up. The ball is blocked, and she's blocked. And the ball comes off to Shea McCartney. And now Drummond diving on the floor for it. And no question, this is going to be a possession arrow, our first one of the game. Srivastava and Medovic shall be helping Vita up off the floor. Such a different perspective way up here. Kind of like it, but it's kind of a bummer because you don't get the crowd noise. It is Sosnowski off the bank. It's good. Off the back of the rim, up and down with the ball. Nice feed, though, from Medovic. 16-8. Maura McCartney is guarded by Drummond. It's Shea McCartney guarded by Medovic. And inside the double team, traveling violation. Her foot slipped. She was slid. She was trying to get the ball back out to Kayla Klink. So Srivastava comes out, replaced by Audrey Eastman, who's back in there. Eastman held scoreless so far. She averages over 8 per game. 16-8 with 4.5 to go in the first half. Medovic hands it to Drummond, who has a little bit of room. Goes through a double team. Finger roll up and in. The scoop to the hoop for Drummond. 10 points for Miranda Drummond. She's averaging 26.3 per game this year. 37-plus in the playoffs in three games. Unbelievable. And she doesn't even know she's got it. Trust me. I've asked her many times. No. I don't have any idea. Shea McCartney, a nice spin move to the basket. No good. She went solo that time, trying to get some offensive flow. It's a low-scoring game, which favors Lansing, let me tell you. High post, Sosnowski out to Bird. Left side, three-pointer short. Rebound right into the hands of Klink. Kayla Klink, the 5'9 junior. Outlets to Kirkwood. Now it's Shea McCartney. Stop and pop in the lane. It goes, and she's fouled. It counts. That's Miranda Drummond's first foul, and we keep an eye on that as always. Score is 18-10. Now into the game for the Lansing Bobcats. Chelsea Tilton, a 5'9 senior. So Coach Stu Dean, knowing some of his players are tired, getting them in there. Like I said before, the McCartneys don't come out. So Shea McCartney with a three-point play makes it 7 for her to lead the scoring for Lansing. 18-11, they trail by 7. pass to Sosnowski in a paint short. Try to save it. Both Harborsville girls. And that only means Shea McCartney has it for Lansing. To the left side for Moore McCartney. The underneath shot is good, and Lansing is starting to catch fire. Moore McCartney's first basket. Nice underneath. You don't see girls go underneath the basket and put it up with their back to the basket. 18-13, a five-point run now for Lansing. Sosnowski kicks it out to Bird. Top of the key, Medovich open for three, and it's off the rim. No good. Sosnowski puts it up and misses. Clink rebounds for the Bobcats, and here comes Lansing with a chance to cut the deficit even more. Shea on the run, 16-footer, banks that good! Oh my! Shea McCartney has got 9 points in the second quarter. It's suddenly an 18-15 ball game, and we step aside for a timeout. 2:43 to go, full timeout. Harpersville by three. It's the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship from the arena on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's the in-between two games will be the Section 4 Hall of Fame inductions. I'll review some of those names and how I've their lives affected me when we come back. A traveling violation on Miranda Drummond, and you're not going to believe why that happened. Because two players had her surrounded, and it could have easily been a foul, but they let it go and call Miranda as she stumbled to the floor for a travel. Well, we'll see if Lansing can capitalize on it. Driving in is Moore McCartney underneath the hoop. Now she goes to Shea McCartney from the baseline. No good. Tapped up and in, or tapped up and back behind the three-point line, and Eastman there to run it down. Now to the left side for Moore McCartney. She's guarded by Drummond, as we've said. Go to the right for Shea McCartney. She's way out there guarded by Medovich. 16 on the shot clock. Driving in is Shea. The bank shot too hard. Rebound Sosnowski. Boy, was that a needed rebound, as Shea McCartney has had her way underneath the basket lately. Between the two sisters, they got all 11 points in this quarter. Drummond lets it fly for three, but it's short. Rebound on the floor. Possession arrow. It'll be Lansing's ball. Sosnowski and Tilton tied up on the floor in front of the Harpersville basket. Minute 44 to go, and the Harpersville 18-8 lead is melted to 18-15. 7 of the 9 points scored, or 7 of the 11 points scored since that 10-point lead for Harpersville. Shea McCartney now is guarded by Drummond. Off to Eastman, picked up by Abby Bird. Driving in hard is, hold on, there's a foul. A screen foul on Shea McCartney. That's huge. That is huge. That's an offensive foul, so there won't be any shooting. Third foul on Shea McCartney. That changes things drastically for Lansing. We'll see if Harpersville can take advantage without Shea in the ballgame. Bird from Drummond. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Medovich. Her putback is no good. And a ball is, hold on, there is a whistle. I'm not sure it's a foul or what. Could be on Harpersville. Yes, it is. Could be on Holly Henry. I think it's on Holly Henry, but we'll see what the PA says. There were two people around Lansing there. Down to the final minute to play. Going to go with that anyway. I got pencils. That'll be her second. And the shot by Eastman is no good, but the ball is deflected right back into Eastman's hands. She's going to drive in. Drummond with a steal, but hang on. Miranda Drummond with a steal, but the female official down there says no, that was a hold. And they'll call it on Sosnowski, who's picked up her second. 16 fouls on Harpersville. 49 seconds to go. Another chance for Lansing to tie it or come within two. Pass to the corner. Is it saved? Yes, it's saved to Harpersville. No, it's saved. It's a tie-up. Interesting. There was a bad pass. It went to the corner. Srivastava tried to thought about not saving it. Then she went after it. So back into the lineup, let's see, is number 30, or into the lineup for the first time, is Kayla Mattoon, a 5'4 junior, her first time in the lineup. She's out there in the front as Lansing now goes to more of a man-to-man defense. Bird up top for Medovich at the foul line. That's one of her favorite shots. Oh, it's in and out. Rebound by Drummond, and she puts it back up. Miranda Drummond, I don't know how she timed it because the ball rattled around the rim and then came out as she's running across. Well, you got Tilton, Chelsea Tilton with a foul. And Miranda Drummond and Harpersville has been in a scoring slump for the last 4 minutes. And the shot is up and good. Remember, these are two shots all the time now for Harpersville as the half is coming to an end. Clink comes back in for Lansing. And the lead is now 4. And make it 5. Wasn't the cleanest shot, but it goes in nonetheless. 20-15. Final possession possibly for Lansing. 23 seconds to go. They'll turn the shot clock off. Left side. For Mattoon. Around the screen is Clink. She's wide open. No good, though. Rebound is Abby Bird. Bird might... Oh, she got fouled, but no call. Srivastava with a steal. Over to Clink. Driving in on Henry. Off the glass. No good. And the rebound with 1 second to go to Medovich, and there's no way she's going to fire it off. Boy, Lansing avoided a couple of hard fouls. And that's kind of what happened. So that does happen. Both teams have gotten away with some, and some have had some really ticky-tack, what they call ticky-tack fouls. But it's all equal out a little bit, I would say. And 20-15 is our score before we go to the break. Oh, lights have gone off. Not all the way, but a lot of them have just gone off. I've got lights up here, though. Our ball game today being brought to you in part by these special sponsors that include Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, SFCU, Beagles Plumbing and Heating, cheering on Harpersville, Eggley Machine Company, cheering everybody on from Sydney, McDowell and Walker of Sydney, and Rich's Auto Body in Franklin. We'll be back to take a look at the halftime and the Section 4 Hall of Fame going in. So it is Tom Carter and his spinning basketball tricks are back. That's why they turned the lights off. Stick around. It's Section 4 playoff basketball with a score 20-15. Harpersville over Lansing on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Eggley family and the Eggley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Eggley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Eggley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Eggley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them?
Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Greg Davey back watching Tom Carter at the Veterans Memorial Arena in Binghamton doing his spinning trick. Not having the best day. I've seen him make shots from half court with spinning a basketball on the stick and reaching out with his feet at half court and getting a shot to go through the basket, or he drops it through the basket. Not having the best day today, but I guess that's going to happen. He's a legendary runner, tennis coach at BCC, does it all. Our score at halftime is 20-15. Harpersville has never trailed. We were tied at 2 very briefly. Harpersville hasn't had the best shooting day, neither has Lansing, but sometimes in this venue and the championship at stake, it can rattle some nerves. But Harpersville, who really blazed to a huge win over Unitego last year, they got out to a 10-point lead at 18-8, but are now leading at halftime 20-15. Our halftime show on WCDO brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. The phone number is 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. So the scoring recap goes like this. Harpersville is led by Miranda Drummond with 12 points. She's also 6 for 9 from the foul line. Tatiana Sosnowski, 2 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line for 6. And Sarah Miller, a basket, 4-2 late in the first quarter. Shelby Medovich has been held scoreless, just 0 for 1. For Lansing, Maura McCartney has been held to just 2 points in the game. Shea McCartney leads. She was scoreless in the first quarter as well as Maura, but she's got 9 points in the second quarter, single-handedly leading Lansing back in the scoring column, but she picked up her third foul with about a minute left in the quarter, and that could spell trouble for Lansing, although I'm sure she'll be out there at the beginning of the third period. Nobody else has scored except Rachel Pronte and Kayla Klink, who each had baskets in the first quarter, which the score at that point was 10-4 in favor of Harpersville. Other Section 4 championships, tonight's the boys' championship. It'll be Norwich and Oneonta boys. It'll be Norwich and Oneonta girls. Let's see. Looking at all the team pictures is kind of nice. The C-Boys follow the Hall of Fame induction, which follows this game. It'll be the two best teams without a doubt, the number one and number two seeds. The Elmira Notre Dame Crusaders and Moravia will take on Moravia. Those two teams are highly state-ranked, and that's exactly how it should be, both teams with just one loss in the playoffs. And, of course, the D-Schools will be up at SUNY Oneonta tonight. As the girls game will start us off at 6:30, we'll be on the air for that with obviously Franklin, still undefeated, and third-ranked in New York State, who upended the top-ranked South Courtright Rams. They're now taking on the section's top seed, the Chiefs of Southern Cayuga, in a rematch of last year's championship game that we covered on WCDL. And last year's championship, just for the record, it was Harpersville over Unitigo 60-36, and I'm sorry, Franklin beat Southern Cayuga in the semifinals last year. They defeated Morris in the finals 51-37. So Maine Edwell has repeated already in the girls. Oneonta looking to repeat tonight. Harpersville looking to repeat this afternoon, and Franklin looking to repeat tonight. Section 4 Hall of Famers being inducted. As far as the coaches and contributors, Kelsey Green, the Chenango Forks longtime coach who built that dynasty and is still involved in the program, Carl Koenig, who started out at Oxford and has been known for his work with wrestling officiation going on for many, many years and continues to this day, and basketball coach Mark Wojtok. For the athletes, well, John Allen actually was a contributor as well, but he's a Windsor High School graduate, and he had a great sports career, but he became athletic director at both Seton and Chenango Valley, which is where I knew him from. Kate Brabante, J.B. Bump, who is a Windsor guy. I know he played basketball as well, but he was known for his sectional and state golf prowess and became, I believe, a PGA professional. Peter Burton, he was from that Norwich team that had undefeated football and basketball and state championships in basketball 2 years in a row. Travis Carey, over there in Franklin, 2003 graduate. He was in track. He set the school record with a high jump. And he went to a soccer career. The Carey family in soccer goes hand-in-hand at SUNY Potsdam and SUNY Cortland. Tom Hendricks, who played on this court in 1984 as part of an unbeaten Unitigo team. They lost to Union Springs in that game, but he went on to be a 1,000-point scorer for Unitigo and for Hartwick College. We'll go to the rest in just a minute. We're a minute away from starting up the second half. It is Section 4 playoff basketball, the finals, 20-15 at halftime. Harpersville leading Lansing. You're listening to it live on WCDO.
The next time you visit a Scovelmina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in. Our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovelmino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
We're specialists in you. Take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Back live, Lansing has taken control of the basketball, and they've missed two shots and have the ball back on their possession, so we haven't missed a thing. A runner by Eastman is missed, and on the weak side, no, because it was an air ball, it was caught. They pass it out to Eastman, and the top of the key, no good, and the ball comes out again near half court. Harpersville unable to rebound. It's already 40 seconds into the quarter, and Lansing has had the ball the entire time. McCartney misses the layup on the left side again. Miranda Drummond. Pass, a no-look pass to Sosnowski because McCartney was right behind her, and she throws the ball away. So Harpersville had it for about 4 seconds. Lansing has had it for 52 seconds. First minute of play almost complete, 20-15. Lansing just shot 4 times, including an air ball, and it came away empty. They have the ball back. It is Shea and Maura McCartney. McCartney, Maura has it, guarded by Drummond. Now it's a three-pointer by Eastman off the back of the rim. Ball is tapped up. It will be Harpersville's ball. Harpersville will start with Abby Bird, Shelby Medovich, Tatiana Sosnowski, Holly Henry, and Miranda Drummond. No surprise there. Same five starting for Lansing. I'll give you them when they have the ball. And we're a little more controlled here. Abby Bird, whoa, got away with a carry. No question about that, but they play on. You heard, I could hear Stu Dean from way up here yelling about it. Sosnowski on the right side. She's going to go 16-footer. Bank shot, no good. Rebound, well, Medovich had it and lost it. Rebound to Eastman. Audrey Eastman up the floor. She's been held scoreless. Underneath, McCartney passes out to her sister. Shea for three. It's an air ball. Sosnowski chases it down, taking no chances. Off to Drummond. Lansing's speed has been good enough that they have held Drummond to getting no fast breaks. She will work for her shot, but she does not get any breakaways like she did last year. Bird to the left side. Medovich held scoreless to the top of the key. Over to Henry to the right side for Bird. Down low to Sosnowski. Turnaround is no good. Tatiana is fouled, though, by Kayla Klink, who is in there with Audrey Eastman, Rachel Pronti, Mora, and Shea McCartney, twin sisters. If you're just joining us, Lansing had a lot of foul trouble in the first half. Shea McCartney, their best point guard, or their point guard, has three fouls as we start the second half. And Sosnowski at the line hits the first one. And boy, these fouls, these foul shots are key. In the first half, Harpersville was 8 for 12. Lansing was 1 for 1. Huge difference. 21-15. Sosnowski's second shot is good. She's 4 for 4 from the line. 5:51 to go, third quarter, 22-15. So a 10-point lead melted down to three, and now it's back up to 7 for Harpersville. Lansing having so much trouble, and with some contact in there both ways, no call either way. I can't really judge what happened, except that because of that, Audrey Eastman threw the ball out of bounds. One of the players was supposed to get the ball in that spot. She threw it, but couldn't get there. Sosnowski driving in off the paint, off the glass, no good. Drummond rebounds, it's up, and she's fouled again. Miranda Drummond does what she does so well. I think when it comes to her days in St. Bonaventure, Kayla Klink picks up her third foul. That's big, too. She's going to be subbed for here after the in-between shots for Drummond, who leads all scores with 12. Half of those from the free throw line. Now it's 13-7. But Drummond at St. Bonaventure, I'm not sure. I think she's going to be more like a wing player, but, you know, she's going to get some rebounds. Oh, this one goes in and out for Drummond. And then the ball goes out of bounds, and both and all three officials looking at each other to come up with a majority opinion, and it will be Lansing's ball. 5:23 to go. Class C Girls Championship game. Harpersville has led all the way except for a 2-2 tie. Shea McCartney, nice change of direction against Medovich. Driving in, going scoop to the hoop, no good, but the ball comes right back down into the hand of Eastman. She passes outside, and that shot missed by Pronti. Drummond, little body contact there with Maura McCartney. She's driving in through, and the scoop to the hoop, no good. Looks like another foul, but this could be on Drummond. Yeah, that's Miranda Drummond, and that is her second. First team foul for the Hornets in the second half, who had six team fouls in the first half. 23-15, Harpersville by 8. Under 5 minutes to go. Shea McCartney, given a little bit of room. She can make the three. She wheels in on Medovich. And they're going to call Shelby Medovich, who didn't touch her, for a foul because she fell down. You talk about selling the play. That was extremely strange. In fact, she turned around to make sure that what the whistle was, because McCartney literally went to the floor. Now she goes behind the back for her shot. No good. Sosnowski rebound. Shea tried to get it from her, and Sosnowski out-toughed it. And it's Harpersville's ball with an 8-point lead. Sosnowski. Drummond sets the screen and then flies, seals off to the paint. But no, they go Medovich. Baseline shot off the side of the backboard. Medovich has to be careful. She could get called for another foul. The whistle blows. It's travel against number 40, who's in the game now, Chelsea Tilton. She came in for Kayla Klink when Klink picked up her second and third fouls within a matter of seconds. The inbounds comes into Drummond. Drummond gets away from Maura McCartney. Lost her dribble. Medovich, top of the key for three. It is good! Shelby Medovich breaks her scoreless day. with a huge three-pointer. Makes it 26-15, largest lead of the game for Harpersville. They have shut out Lansing in this quarter, and we take a timeout. It's Section 4 of playoff basketball, a full timeout, and you're catching it live on WCDL.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Support for our game today and our special student athletes made possible by NBT Bank, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Enchanted Gardens of Harpersville, the Infinol Corporation, Amerigas of Sydney with some good Harpersville ties, Scovolamino Chevrolet and Honda, the family of dealerships, Scovolamino and Waldron's Floor Covering, definitely located in Sydney. 4:12 to go in the third quarter. Harpersville had Lansing shooting and shooting and shooting and rebounding and rebounding and rebounding in a 40-second first quarter possession. They came up empty, and since that time, Harpersville has put 6 points on the board. Not a whole lot for Harpersville, but good enough to make it an 11-point lead until Shea McCartney. Nice job. She goes under the basket again for that scoop to the hoop with her back to the basket. Her sister did it for her only points, and now Shea does it. Remember, she's got three fouls, though. Sosnowski looks to the right side for Drummond, and a foul right in the open court. Tilton of Lansing picks up her second. Three team fouls for the Bobcats. Stu Dean still coaching, as he always does. Very encouraging, not a negative guy at all. Kurt Ehrensbeck on the bench, on the seat with his arms crossed. I think he's okay with what's going on here. Medovich to Bird. Bird right back to Medovich, driving in through a double team. There's a hook of the leg. If that was hockey, there'd be a penalty box. But no, it's basketball. Audrey Eastman has picked up her third foul in this game, and she'll take a seat. And Medovich is being face-guarded by Mita Srivastava. Boy, have I had fun with that name. Pass. Oh, stolen by Shea McCartney. They tried to go a sneak attack to Drummond, and it's Shea McCartney all the way down the hoop. She can't get the layup, but she's fouled by Medovich. Shea McCartney showing her best stuff right now. Shelby Medovich has two in this half. So at the line, Shelby Medovich, Shea McCartney is only free throw shooter for this team, and she's one for one. This shot spins out. Shea McCartney this year, 49 for 75, leading in both categories for this team, 65.3%, but her sister Maura is the better free throw shooter at 76%. 3:27 to go. Second shot for McCartney is good. 12 points for Shea McCartney. The game high is 13 by Miranda Drummond, who's been to the free throw line a lot of times. Bird. Oh, a pass to the wing for Medovich off her hands and a mental blunder. And now Kurt Ehrensbeck uncrosses his arms and gets up. Anytime it's an unforced error like that, it makes a coach go crazy. Both teams have suffered that a few times today. Srivastava over to Shea McCartney, trying to go baseline on Medovich, and the turnaround is up, and it's good. 14 points for Shea McCartney. Her team's got 20, and it's a 26-20 lead. A little bit of a pressure defensive set here. Maura McCartney is now going to drape herself near Miranda Drummond, not physically, but it's sort of a... not really a box and one. It's man-to-man, but it's one-on-one for her. Drummond gets by the defense, passes back to Sosnowski for three, and it's good. It counts. Let's see if there's a foul. There might be an offensive foul somewhere. Let's see. And Kurt Ehrensbeck doesn't like it. The call comes right in front of his... No, not Rachel Prati, Tatiana Sosnowski. Oh, they call Miranda Drummond for her third foul, an offensive. I got to be honest, I saw the ball go in, and then I heard a whistle. I didn't see what the foul was called. They're saying Drummond pushed. So 29-20, the good news, bad news thing. 29-20 with 2:36 to go. Drummond with three fouls. Driving in, McCartney traveling. She had an extra step. She's trying to convince the referee. She kept it firm, but I can tell from here she did not. Shea McCartney is quite the playmaker. She averages 15.4 a game. McCartney averages 11.4 per game. Far and away, their high scores. Audrey Eastman third at 8.8. Drummond still in there. She does know how to play with fouls on her. Driving into Sosnowski, takes it to the hoop. She draws the foul. Tatiana Sosnowski has drawn some fouls in a very good way today. Chelsea Tilton, I believe, gets her third. Yes. All right, so subs for both teams. Drummond stays in. Warren comes in for Bird. And Sarah Miller comes in for Holly Henry. 2:20 to go. Warren looking to pass. She goes down low, and the ball goes out of bounds, kicked off of the hand of, or off the leg of Maura McCartney. So they'll get to re-inbound. And hold on, they're going to switch it. Medovich will inbound. Goes up back to Drummond. Drummond is fouled by Maura McCartney before she can get to the basket, because Maura was really seriously draping herself on Drummond there. That's her second foul. Six already on Harpersville. Warren has to pass to Drummond. Drummond gets inside, and he is bumped on her way. And oh, that's got to hurt. That one's got to hurt. She's on the floor. And a foul will be Kayla Klink, who has just come back into the ballgame, has gotten her fourth foul already. And Drummond will be at the line, I think, 1-1. As they're lining up, the referee is lining up for an out-of-bounds, but that's the seventh team foul. So one referee, thank God there's three officials here. One's going to check the other, and they're going to check the other. But that's the, I have them down for seven team fouls. So Miranda Drummond is at the line to shoot 1-1. She's been held to 13 points, and most of those from the foul line, where she makes the first one on a 1-1. So Klink comes out, replaced in the lineup by number 22, Anna Kirkwood, because Klink's got four fouls. Drummond's got a lot more time to play here with three fouls. Drummond makes the second one, 15 points. It's an 11-point lead again, the largest lead for the second time for the Lady Hornets in this quarter, 31-20. Remember, the other one was the three-pointer by Sosnowski, where Drummond picked up a mysterious third foul. Drummond has to watch out. Don't try to steal it from Maura McCartney. She's going to draw the foul. She let Maura go. Passes over to Shea McCartney, and Shea hits the shot. She's the game-high scorer with 16, but her team only has 6 points besides that. Drummond has 15, but Tatiana Sosnowski has 11. Drummond around the screen. Stay in the top of the key. To the left side, Medovich. Medovich fakes the three, goes in, shoots the two. Off the rim, no good. Drummond rebounds, and then the ball is saved by Drummond, but, I mean, it goes out of bounds, but Drummond, leaning out of bounds, whacked it off the leg of one of the defenders for Lansing. Warren will inbound. Passes up to, oh, no, inside for Drummond. She gets it again after a miss, or after a shot was blocked. Drummond with only her fourth field goal. She's got 17. It's an 11-point lead again, 33-22 with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. This is a very strange third quarter, and it's taken a long time. Pass underneath, a wide-open shot for number 24, Rachel Pronti. That was probably the best half-court offense that did not involve the McCartneys. Medovich across the key to, or across half-court to Warren, right back to Medovich, who's been playing the point today. Coming out is Drummond on the right side, guarded by Maura McCartney, and then a give-and-go to Sosnowski. Now down is Sosnowski, drives in hard on the bank shot. The ball is recovered by Pronti. 41 seconds to go. Here comes Shea McCartney going crossover to the right side for two. 18 points for Shea McCartney. 33-26. Harpersville by 7. 27 seconds to go. Warren finds Sarah Miller, who's in the game. Back out to Drummond. 20 on the clock. 16 on the shot clock, though. Down low to Sosnowski. The ball tipped away. Here comes Maura McCartney. Miranda Drummond trying not to get a foul. Shea McCartney out there on the outside. Maura at the top of the key. Right back to Shea with 5 seconds to go. Is she going to try to get a foul on Drummond? Drummond knocked the ball loose. Maura McCartney with a desperation that misses right before the buzzer. Eastman rebounded. It would not have counted. Well, all is said and done. Harpersville went up by as much as 13. But Lansing's brought it back to 7. So a net plus 2 for Harpersville in the third quarter. 33-26. They lead Lansing in the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Championship. And you're listening to it live on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Other Hall of Fame inductees today locally include Shelley Miles from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton. I did her soccer and basketball games. Jerry Morabito from the state championship basketball team at Sydney in 1979. One of my classmates, Rick Morabito, 3 sports starts, Sydney, graduating in 76. I'll fill in more as I can. Fourth quarter's begun, and Harpersville has the ball with a lead and a possession error right from the start. Shea McCartney playing with 3 fouls, but playing like it's the start of the game. She wrestled Abby Bird for the ball, and it's the possession error. So in this case, defense earned it. A 3-point lead right before the half got to 5 for Harpersville. An 11-point lead down to 7. A shot blocked by Medovich, and Drummond from behind is fouled by Maura McCartney, who is putting both arms up saying there's no way. But the referee in the black and white striped shirt says yes way. And that's the third on Maura McCartney. And that's the 8th team foul on Lansing. But that brings a probably very sore Miranda Drummond to the line to shoot 1-1. Her shot is up, and it is good. Harpersville has been shooting some very impressive free throws. 8 for 12 in the first half, 5 for 6 in the third quarter. 2 in her. Oh, this one in and out again, but Maura McCartney lost it off her hands in her haste to get the ball and bring it up court. A break for the Hornets. 18 points now for Drummond. 8 of those from the foul line. Driving in, Sosnowski to Drummond off the glass, no good. But she's fouled again. That's what Miranda Drummond does. Let's see who this is on. As a couple... Ooh, that's Shea McCartney, and that's her 4th, so that's big deal. It's as big a deal as if Miranda Drummond got the 4th for Harpersville. At the line, no good. This is a 2-shot foul, though. Miranda Drummond has been getting to the line 15 or more times in the playoffs. It's not uncommon. She came into this game with 233 shots from the line, more than the entire Lansing team. Both shots missed. Drummond goes for the rebound, and oh, no, that's going to be the 4th on Drummond. She hustled around to try to get her loose ball. So that is her 4th. We'll see how well she can play with 4 fouls. And you know Stu Dean is ready to go and say, let's attack, let's attack, let's attack. 34-26. Eastman now is picked up by Drummond. So the defense for Harpersville is going to have to come to Miranda's aid. A shot, a 3-point shot short. rebounded by Bird. The three-point shot was taken by number 30, Kayla Mattoon, and a 30-second timeout asked for. And I'm not sure. I think it's Kurt Ahrensbeck that took it. Our game today, we've got special sponsors throughout, so we want to bring your attention to those people. The Silo Restaurant in Green, Echo Brands of Sydney, here in Unadilla, Otigo Family Dental, Butler Auto Sales, and Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. This game is the Class C Girls Championship. We've got folks logging in from Boston, Rochester, and Woodstock, New York, Johnson City, Oxford, Port Crane, a lot of places in the southern tier. Too numerous to mention. Just you pick a town in the 60-mile radius of Sydney, and you got it. We'll have a lot tonight, too. And remember, our logging on record was set Wednesday night in the Franklin-South Courtright game. We'll see if we can break that tonight. 34-26, Harpersville by 8 with the ball. Miranda Drummond, Abby Bird, Shelby Medovich, Tatiana Sosnowski, and Sarah Miller in the game for Holly Henry right now. Drummond, or Sosnowski, back out to Warren, and a nice steal, and they're going to let her go on the layup. It's good. Number 30 is Kayla Mattoon. I told you she was good on the defense, and she just showed it there. It's now a six-point game, 34-28. Steal by Mattoon. Now, Harpersville has not run that side cut offense, and a lefty layup by Medovich missed, and Sarah Miller right there for the rebound. That's a player that's going to have to come up in these kind of situations. Sarah Miller with a rebound, the sophomore. She and Medovich are going to lead this team next year. Don't know who the foul is on. And I guess they're going to wait till after Sarah Miller takes her shot. It's up, and it is no good. Sarah Miller with a basket in the first quarter. She now is back at the line. Her free throw shooting this year is just 6 for 20. So not the best free throw shooter. A make would be great. But she misses that one too. Maura McCartney, her team trailing by 6. Pass up ahead to Eastman. She's too far underneath. Medovich with a rebound. Somebody else puts it up. And instead of a foul called, it's a jump ball or alternate possession. Holly Henry comes back in for Harpersville. And I think it's Harpersville's ball, and they're going to put a press on. And Miranda and Medovich are going to take whatever inbound pass they can get. Medovich takes the ball, gets away from Eastman. She's got some room to run to the right side for Sosnowski. They'll call her for travel. Good call by the official. Sosnowski caught it on the run and kept running before bouncing the ball. There have been unforced errors for both teams. That's an example. Harpersville's probably had 4, 5, 6 somewhere in there. Lansing's had a few themselves. 6:29 to go in this one. 34-28. It is the scoring that Lansing likes better. The low-scoring games. And they had a first-round bye, but gave up just 33 against Watkins Glen and just 27 against an Elmira Notre Dame team that beat them earlier this year. 34-28. Eastman to the top of the key for Mattoon. Now it's Eastman in the paint. Missed it. Rebounded and shot again by Mattoon. Maura McCartney could not shoot it. She got the ball knocked away by Sosnowski, and Harpersville recovers. Big play there for the Hornets as they get some players off the bench. Lansing gets players off the bench ready to come in. Remember, Shea McCartney has 4 fouls, and she is not in the game, but has just gotten back to the bench, and Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck wants time. 5:55 to go in this one. 34-28, the lower the score, the better for Lansing, because Harpersville loves to rack up the points, but we'll see what happens in the final. 5:55, they lead by 6. You're listening to the Section 4 Playoff Basketball Finals on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. The winner of this game will play a very, very, very strong Little Falls team who has already won Section 3. The game will be at Onondaga Community College, or OCC as they call it, at 5:30 next week. The Class D champion from Section 4 will play the Class D champion of Section 3. Remember, it was Oriskany beating Franklin last year. It'll be a noontime start for the champion of Section 3 and the champion of Section 4. Hopefully, I'm OCC for two games. All right, Harpersville with the ball back in control with a six-point lead. Miranda Drummond around a screen. Double team over to Sasnowski. Left side, Bird, and the shot clock expires. Good defense by Lansing. Remember, Kurt Ernstbeck called timeout. That did not reset a 30-second clock. Good defense by the Bobcats, and now it's a zone defense by the Hornets. They have to do that to save Miranda Drummond on a three-point shot missed by Moore McCartney. Rebounded by Sasnowski. Possession arrow should go to Lansing. Anytime one of the girls is bringing the ball down, somebody else is right there to try to grab it. Number 22, that's Anna Kirkwood, will inbound. She goes into the corner for Maura McCartney, who backs it out to the top of the key. Shea's back in the game. She's driving in hard against Drummond. Another possession arrow. Could have been could have easily been a travel on Shea McCartney. This is going to go back to Harpersville, nursing that six-point lead with 5:20 to go. The clock can't go fast enough for Harpersville. Both stars of the team, I don't use the word star very often, but both players have earned that right. Drummond and Shea McCartney, each with four fouls. A cross-court pass to Medovich. Medovich at the foul line. Shot blocked. Drummond picks it up and puts it in the basket. Drummond risking that fifth foul. She slinked in between the defense and got a basket. She's got 20 points, and Harpersville back up by 8. They swing it to McCartney. Shea McCartney at the elbow. Back out to Maura. Maura back to Shea. Shea on the right wing. 10-footer, big shot, good, and she's fouled. Shea McCartney with 20 points. Abby Bird's foul, that's only her second. So you breathe a sigh of relief when it's not Medovich, Sasnowski, or Drummond, but Abby Bird, good defender in her own right, two fouls for her, and here comes the one shot after the foul. And it's good for McCartney, who is 3 for 4, 21 points. Drummond with 20 points, 36-31. Drummond is on the left side, guarded by Shea McCartney this time. Now Maura helps her out. They know each other very well because they play with each other in AAU. Fakes to the left, goes to the right to Medovich. Medovich bumped there, no call. 7 on the shot clock. Bird for 3, big shot coming up, and it's short. And the ball is saved by Drummond, but it's saved instead of to Holly Henry, who stood there like a deer in the headlights. It's going the other way, and Maura McCartney scores the layup. Maura McCartney's second basket. It's now 36-33. Abby Bird's shot, if that had gone in, would have been huge. Drummond going crossover dribble. Trying to possibly draw the fifth foul on Shea McCartney. Now it's Medovich driving in. Backs it out. Hands it to Drummond. Three-point shot. Left side, no good. Rebound on the weak side by, Kirkwood. Kirkwood throwing the ball away. No, I'm sorry. It was Shea McCartney throwing the ball half court for her sister. And the first row, 20 feet behind the court, was able to catch it on the fly. That's how long that one went. 3.5 minutes to go. This one's now in nail-biting mode. 36-33. Harpersville's never trailed. One tie at 22. High post to Sasnowski. Medovich on the right wing. Guarded by Maura McCartney. Behind the back goes to Drummond. Drummond to Sasnowski. Driving in. The shot is up. She draws the foul. Well, that's the way Tatiana Sasnowski has been shooting free throws. She's got 11 points. She's 6 for 6 from the line. And Kayla Klink has picked up her fifth foul. She is now out of the ball game. Kayla Klink got three fouls in the third quarter and just got her fifth. She is done. And Coach Dean does get a minute. And as he's deciding on who to take her place, we can tell you that our ballgame today is brought to you by a number of great local sponsors, including Twin Valley Finish Lumber and Quality Hardwoods, Bergen Auto Service of Franklin, Morabito Energy Products, our halftime sponsor, Osterout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin, and Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. So Harpersville is now in the double bonus. It doesn't matter for Sosnowski. She gets two anyway, but that's the 10th team foul for Lansing. And that puts Harpersville in the double bonus with 3:10 left. A three-point lead for Harpersville. Lansing's never been able to get it within two since it was 4-2 Harpersville. They got it to within three at 18-15 and now 36-33. Sosnowski at the line. She's got 11 points. Shot is up, and it's good. Sosnowski comes into this game 36 for 54, a very impressive 64%. She's an even more impressive 7 for 7 now with 12 points. Second shot for a 5-point lead is up, and it's good. So, substitution. Audrey Eastman comes in for Anna Kirkwood. So now, except for Klink, there's all four starters and Chelsea Tilton for Lansing. Both McCartneys. Audrey Eastman, their top three scorers. Eastman. Around the screen comes Maura McCartney. Now back to Eastman, driving in and shoots it short. Rebound by Sosnowski. Hands it off to Drummond. Almost stolen away by Eastman. Harpersville's got to be careful. They can't just hand the ball off. It's going to get taken away. 2:48 left, and Lansing is in man-to-man defense, with both McCartneys on Medovich and Drummond. Medovich has been held to a three-pointer. Sosnowski kicks it in the corner to Holly Henry, and it's good from the baseline. What a huge shot by number 10, 5'9", senior Holly Henry, her first basket of the game. 2:27 to go at 7-point lead. 2:24 to go. There's a foul somewhere, and we'll see. It is on Holly Henry. It's only her second. Okay. And it's 1-1 time, right? And the announcer, John Lawrence, actually said it's the seventh team foul. So we're checking to make sure. Jason Lyon is the scorekeeper for Harpersville. He's nodding his head down there. So it's good. 21 points for Shea. No, it's not McCartney shooting. I take that back. It's number 40, who is Chelsea Tilton. And she's been held scoreless. This ball is missed. And Sosnowski rebounds. She had a very sloppy outlet pass from Medovich. And that possession arrow ensues. And that means it's Lansing's ball. 2:20 to go as girls adjust their hair and their... They don't do scrunchies anymore, right? Just their hair bands and the ponytails. Shea McCartney comes from outside a screen. Backs it out to Maura McCartney. She's at the top of the key. Zone defense by Harpersville, a 2-3 with Drummond in the middle. They're not trying to attack Drummond at this point. Shea McCartney fakes the three. Goes in. No, does not shoot. Goes across the key. Eastman, the roll around is no good, and Drummond rebounds it for Harpersville. It's an air ball. 40-33 with 2 minutes to go. Up the floor slowly comes Drummond. Behind the back. Now goes to Medovich. Medovich, they're going to take some time off the clock. They can't... Oh, there's the half-court play of the lefty layup. No good! Oh, Medovich missed the lefty layup. That was their half-court set that hardly ever fails. Three-point shot. Maura McCartney, it's short. Goes into the corner. Can she save it? She saves it, but it's Sosnowski. But the ball is loose again. McCartney goes to McCartney. And there's a tie-up. No! They don't get the punch. They don't get the jump ball. It's a timeout by Stu Dean. That's the veteran coach at work. Wow, 1:32 to go. The save after Maura McCartney missed the three-pointer that was going toward the corner. She ran and saved the ball, but it went right into the lower section for Tatiana Sosnowski, below her knees. Sosnowski, in her haste to get it and get it to somebody, couldn't catch it. So Lansing did not give up. Got to give them credit for that. Oh, man, was that a smart play. And before they could get the possession arrow, which would go Harpersville's way, Stu Dean called the timeout. 40-33 is the score. There's a minute 32 to go, and Harpersville has led all the way except for a 2-2 tie. Our game today brought to you by Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, McDonald and Walker, Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Beejus Plumbing and Heating of Harborsville, SFCU, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, and Huff Ice Cream of Sydney. Lansing will inbound after that timeout. Shane McCartney now deep in the corner. Eastman for three. Air ball. Henry with a rebound for Harborsville to Abby Bird, and then you know where it's going from there. Right into the hands of Drummond. Drummond lost the handle. And he hands it off to Medovich. She's got to get it over the half-court line, but before that happens, smart move now by Kurt Ahrensbeck. You don't get 200 wins in 13 seasons for nothing. He just called a timeout, so they didn't risk the 30-second. But it's 21 seconds on the shot clock. Smart move. See, not only are the players good, the coaches are good, too. And our and our ball game is also being brought to you by Scoble Mino Family of Dealerships, Waldron's Floor Covering of Sydney, Amerigas in Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. In Harpersville, Nineveh area, you've got Enchanted Gardens, Assemblyman Crouch, and NBT Bank. I want to thank Grady Wittenberg of BSens Media, who's on a road trip in Canada with the team right now, but we were able to secure our phone line, and it's very easy to be up here. Looking, and I'm just, you know, it's great with these Hall of Famers to look down and see people who haven't seen each other in a long time and hugging and everything. Oh, this is a good time to bring up the other inductees. I talked about Rick Marabito and Jerry Marabito. Talked about Shelly Miles. Josh Scutt, whose father Gary played professional football briefly and was a coach at Sydney for a while. Zach Vredenberg, who had some Sydney and Delaware County ties. He was part of that Shenango Forks football dynasty in the early years. All right, we're a minute 17 from concluding, unless they need more to settle it. Sosnowski to inbounds, gives it right to Drummond. So a fresh 30-second and a foul on the outside. I'm sorry, not even a 30-second clock. There was still 21 seconds. I think Harpersville may have gotten away with something there. Anna Kirkwood gets the foul. Why do I say that? Because there was a 30-second possession. It was 17 before they got the ball over half court. Miranda Drummond at the line, though. The four-year standout. When she started as a freshman, you could see the potential, but she was always in support of Hannah Kimmel. Now it is her team. She makes the first one. Misses the second one. Sosnowski going for the rebound. They're both on the floor. And simply one of the veteran officials out there will just say it's Lansing's ball. All right, 41-38, down to a minute seven to go. Don't count Lansing out. Oh, Eastman got away with the travel. Oh, my goodness. She had indecision on her mind. That doesn't make sense either, does it? Traveling on Lansing anyway, down there by one of the McCartneys. I'm getting away from logic here, but, I mean, Audrey Eastman came up and had some indecision, took an extra step right in the plain sight of all three officials, and nobody blew the whistle. So now the McCartney girls, with four fouls, they're doing an offensive-defensive switch. And Drummond got the ball in the inbounds from Abby Bird, and they say she knocked the ball out of bounds as she and number 30, Kayla Mattoon, were called for, or, you know, they hit each other. But no, they'll say Harpersville, and there now is a foul. So Lansing's going to be stopping the clock.
Lansing foul number 22, Anna Kirkwood.
Anna Kirkwood. And both McCartney's on the bench right now, but right now, you're going to have to get them in the game. Yeah, Stu Dean knows that. I'm not telling him anything he doesn't know. He's going to put both girls in the game after Miranda shoots the next two shots. She's got 21 points, 22 with that made field free throw there. With 56 seconds to go, the lead is now up to 9. It's a three-possession game. Both McCartney's enter. Been a long time since Harpersville scored this few points, but more than enough needed right now as Miranda makes the next one. 43-33, up to a 10-point lead. No doubt about it. Maura McCartney going for three. Missed it short. Rebound Drummond. Drummond tripped from behind, and she'll get back to the line. Just two field goals in this quarter for Harpersville, but they've been shooting free throws for what seems like forever. They had 18 in the first three quarters. Now Drummond is back at the line. Good thing I have two lines in my scorebook. First shot is around the rim and no good. But still a four-possession game with 47.7 seconds to go. Drummond. Second shot is... Oh, that one does fall in. It almost went out. 24 points for Drummond. 21 for Shea McCartney. How much does she have left in the tank? Eastman over to Shea. Shea driving in, puts it up, and misses it. Rebound, Miranda Drummond. Change of direction to avoid getting fouled. She's got to still get by half court, though. She's going on a... Oh, she's still in the back court. And Shea McCartney finally comes to wrestle the ball away. They'll turn the shot clock off. It will be Lansing's ball, not the end of the world for Harpersville. Shea goes to Eastman, right up back to Shea for three, pops it, and it's an air ball. On the far side, Sosnowski taps it right over to Drummond. So 18 seconds to go. Harpersville survives this one. Lansing gave them everything they could handle. And Medovich, who has been held to just a three-point shot, is more than happy to dribble this one out. 5 seconds to go. Kurt Ahrensbeck pointing to the Hornet fans. And they get it for a second year in a row. 44-33. I can't be sure of this because I did not bring my game-by-game for Harpersville. I think that's their lowest scoring output since the Bainbridge-Guilford 36-23 victory, which happened in December. That's when Bob Conway's team decided to clamp down on Drummond, and they did a great job, and they just couldn't put the ball in the basket themselves, but held Harpersville to 36. And remember, Harpersville came in averaging 68 points a game in the postseason. Held to 44 today, but their defense even better, holding a very good Lansing team to just 33. So they're getting the awards table set out there. Going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the three awards and say goodbye from the arena as we head up to Oneonta for the nightcap. So stick around. It is Section 4 Girls Championship, the postgame on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Hard to believe that more points were scored from the foul line for Harpersville than any other method. They had 9 2-pointers for 18. They had 2 3-pointers for 6, and they had 20 free throws, 14 of those by Miranda Drummond. 28 and 3 is 31. They were 20 for 31 from the foul line. Well, Lansing gave it everything they could. They didn't have a great shooting night. Harpersville went in streaks, but Harpersville's defense cannot be denied as well. They did an excellent job and came away with their second straight and third in 2 years. Section 4, Class C Championship. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And I'm about to sneeze, so I don't know what... there you go, live radio at its best. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so we've got it. First for the Lansing Bobcats, who never held the lead. They had a 2-2 tie, and they were within 2 points a couple of times and 3 points a couple of times. But Harpersville always had an answer. Jay McCartney, though, 21 points. This 5'5 junior is amazing. 9 2-pointers, 3 for 4 from the line. Remember, she played with foul trouble. Her sister, Maura McCartney, held the 2 baskets. They were very creative and very playmaking-style baskets, but she was held to just the 2, and she finishes with 4. Remember, she came in averaging over 11 points a game. Rachel Pronte, 2 baskets for 4. 1 for Kayla Mattoon. She has 2 points. Chelsea Tilton, 0 for 1 from the line, did not score. And Kayla Klink with 1 early basket for 2. She had fouled out of the ballgame. And part of the Lansing game plan that broke down a little bit was the foul trouble on everybody. Klink fouled out. Shea McCartney had 4. I thought Maura had just 3, but they had her out of the game as well to save her in fouls. And but at least 7 between those two. They did foul out. And they could not get on track from outside shooting. Neither team really could get on track from their 3-point shots, although Harpersville was able to make 2 of them. There were none made by the Lansing Bobcats. So Lansing had 10, 12, 14, 15 2-pointers, no 3-pointers. 3-4. Well, I have 3 for 4 from the line, and that is good for 33 points. Yes, indeed. So 33, a great defensive effort, by the way, for Harpersville. They'd given up 48, 46, and 42, so this is the best of the 4 games so far, and Harpersville will take on Little Falls next week. As they're getting set for the Section 4 Hall of Fame, they're still taking pictures for Harpersville. They are used to it. Harpersville tonight. Shelby Medovich held to just 1 3-point shot, but it was a biggie in the third quarter. She finishes with 3. She was 0 for 1 from the line. Holly Henry with a basket for 2. Remember how key that was from the right baseline late in the game when it was a 5 or 6 point lead. Sarah Miller, an early basket off the bench, 0 for 2 from the line. She finishes with 2. Tatiana Sosnowski with 13. She scored in every quarter like Miranda Drummond. 2 2-pointers, 1 of the 2 3-pointers in the game, 6 for 6 from the line. That was key, and 13 points. Miranda Drummond, though, 5 2-pointers, no 3-pointers after hitting 4 3-pointers in 3 consecutive games. She had 24 points, 14 out of 22 from the foul line. 9 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers. And 20 for 31 from the foul line. Who will win the awards? Well, some say it's a no-brainer, but you still got to do it. We still have to hear from our post-game sponsors. So let's do that as the conclusion for the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship with the Harpersville 44-33 win over the Lansing Bobcats continues on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, Greg Davey. Check, check. Here we go. Okay, so Greg Davey back here as my old friend Roger Brown is down there representing Section 4 Hall of Fame Committee as the folks are going through with their Section 4 Hall of Fame inductees. Remember last year, I was honored to be part of this the 2013 induction class, and they kept calling. I didn't know this till later. They kept calling my name. You need to report. You need to report. Well, I was the last one announced, so what was the big hurry? And I had to do a postgame show because Harpersville won it last year as well. So speaking of that, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by the bankers at NBT, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank, as you know, has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And the offensive award will go to Tatiana Sosnowski, 13 points, 6 for 6 from the foul line at the arena. Are you kidding me? 6 for 6. And when Shelby Medovich wasn't scoring, they needed a second scorer. They got it with Tatiana Sosnowski. Congratulations to her for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Now, the Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Well, it could be a collective award tonight, but we'll see who gets it today. Bang Insurance is serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community. They've done so for over 100 years, and they're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Bang Insurance, we insure your life. And that's going to go today to the one of the other seniors, Holly Henry. Not a scorer, of course. She's averaging 3 a game. She came up with a big shot in the fourth quarter, but she was in there quite a bit tonight. This afternoon, and she had to keep things going inside and not let up layups and not let up shots inside. She did a nice job of that. She hardly ever gets credit, and today we're going to give her the credit that is due. Holly Henry wins the NBT Bank wins the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season, and they remind you to go out and cheer on your young student athletes of your community. And Miranda Drummond, what else can you say? I'm sure she had 15 rebounds. She had 24 points. She got to the line all kinds of times, 14 for 22, and a lot of those misses were in and outs. And, she scored in every quarter like Sosnowski did, and she didn't get a three-pointer. But she adjusted her game, especially when there were 4 fouls, and did an outstanding job in that regard. So congratulations, as usual, to Miranda Drummond, Section 4's best player, one of Section 4's best players. She's also a finalist for Miss New York State Basketball, along with Oneonta's Mariah Ruff, who is also a finalist, who will be on this court later taking on Norwich. She's also, and they'll be teammates at St. Bonaventure. So Miranda, another Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. You got enough to decorate a room, 2 rooms by the time you're done here. So congratulations, as Harpersville will go on to play Little Falls next week, 5:30 at Onondaga Community College, and WCDO Sports, of course, will be there. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. Thanks to all the folks who logged on at WCDOsports.com. I will be heading up I-88 to SUNY Oneonta for a 6:30 game between Franklin and Southern Cayuga. Similar situation. The number one seed from the IAC with a couple of losses, taking on an undefeated third-seeded team, this time Franklin, who is 19-0. And they are going to be the visiting team, just like Harpersville was today. We'll see if they have the same result as Harpersville did here, a 44-33 victory at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. So for the final time until 6:15 with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, when Franklin and Southern Cayuga meet for the D-Girls Championship, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great afternoon.